Welcome back to AgriTalk, everybody. I'm your host, Chip Lurie. Okay, we're going to take a look at red meat exports, but we're going to put a little bit different spin on them right now. We're going to talk with Dave Judea, Senior Analyst for World Perspectives. Dave, how are you today? Welcome to AgriTalk.
I'm great. Thank you, Chip. Thanks for having me.
You bet. You bet. Dave, when in my previous life as editor of Pro Farmer Newsletter, when I was out there doing Market Outlook, we'd always wait and do the Livestock Market Outlook at the end of the seminar. That was in the early days. Towards the end, I started to put the Livestock Outlook up front because I'd sit there and tell those corn and soybean producers, listen, we're talking about your number one market. We're talking about demand for the product that you're producing out there that you've got to know what's going on in their market. So we started doing the Livestock Outlook first, and really that's what we're talking about here, isn't it? We're talking about the impact of red meat exports on the value of a bushel of corn in the Midwest. And I think this is so awesome, Dave, what the perspective that you're putting on it, because these red meat exports in the last 2 years, we've seen a huge increase, and it's having an impact on the value of corn and soybeans, isn't it?
It absolutely is, and you mentioned the last 2 years, and that's kind of why this is actually an updated study that we did for the U.S. Meat Export Federation back in 2016, looking at it 10 years looking forward for the impact on corn. But, you know, 2017 and this year are both record-setting years. And we went back to look at it, and we've adjusted our baseline. We're going to use an additional 450 million bushels of corn and about 2.5 million tons more DDGs between now and 2025 because of these exports.
My goodness gracious, 450 million bushels of corn over the next 10 years. Now,
that's additional from what we originally thought. We're going to use about 460 million bushels of corn just this year.
Wow, okay, so that's additional use. Now, when we talk about converting that use to grow that red meat for export, what does it mean to a corn producer? What does it mean to the price of corn?
Well, so the way we looked at it was if you took the red meat exports away and that use of corn, and then assume that about half of that would find a market somewhere, probably in the direct export market at a cheap price, okay. But the rest of stocks, we figure it's about 39 cents a bushel on a $3.53 bushel of corn this year.
Wow. Okay, 39 cents a bushel. So, yep. I mean, this is the kind of stuff where hopefully corn growers across the Midwest are perking up to the idea here. And it really is, the whole study, it's not just done by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. The National Corn Growers Association participates in supporting the study as well, right?
Absolutely. The Meat Export Federation commissioned it. They received support from the National Corn Growers, and they asked us to look at all the different aspects, the impact on corn, from beef and pork exports.
Got it. Okay, now you mentioned the DDGs too, Dave. How much more additional demand are we expecting for DDG?
Well, over the course of, taking from what we thought would happen back in 2016 for the next 10 years, we're going to use about 2.5 million tons more DDGs than what we anticipated, and that original look was based on the USDA's baseline long-term outlook.
Right.
But we're actually we're going to use about, we're already using about 35% more DDGs through beef and pork exports than we did in 2015. And looking, you know, at this year, it's about 2 million tons of DDGs.
Wow. Yeah, big. I mean, we're talking about big numbers there. Now, what is that worth?
That's going to be worth about $291 million to ethanol mills, which is, of course, is going to impact the price of that they can pay for corn. And if you kind of break down the gross margin per bushel of corn from an ethanol mill, it's DDGs being able to have an outlet for them in cattle feeding and obviously dairy, pork as well. That's about 23% of the gross margin of an ethanol mill.
Wow. Pretty amazing. Amazing stuff. Okay. Now, Dave, one of the pieces of perspective inside of the study that really kind of opened my eyes and made me go, whoa, was the perspective of what would happen to the revenue impact on corn growers if we weren't exporting any red meat. Talk about that.
Well, if you take that, how we calculated that 39 cents, mm-hmm. and that's a pretty conservative calculation the way we did it. You spread that across the whole corn supply and utilization this year, that's $5.7 billion.
$5.7 billion.
Yep.
That is just astonishing to me. I mean, that, and you know, every time we talk about meat exports on AgriTalk or in a seminar, I always say, you know, to you corn and soybean guys, you guys that don't think it really matters that much to you, with every pound of meat that we send overseas, a little bit of corn goes with it and a little bit of soybean meal goes with it. Well, when we talk about $5.7 billion worth of corn in the red meat exports that we send overseas, that is all about market development and making sure that we maintain those markets out there. Dave, what's driving this increase in red meat demand around the world?
Well, the global economy is definitely a big driver, and people are improving their diets and changing their diets in around the world, especially in Asia. The star of 2018 for beef exports has been Korea. And, you know, it wasn't that long ago where there was farmer protest in the streets of Korea about opening up to U.S. beef. And now it's just the fastest growing, hottest market there is. You know, interestingly, and of course, Mexico with pork. Yep. We sell more pork to Mexico than any country has ever exported to any other country in history.
Unbelievable. And yet here we sit, and we've got the tariffs on steel and aluminum coming out of Mexico, and Mexico's got their retaliatory tariffs on pork products moving into that country. I mean, we need to get past this, don't we?
We definitely need to get past this, and here's the way we tried to look at it when we were doing our research is,
yeah,
what is the real impact of meat exports? It's two part. One is it increases the volume, right? Where 11, 12, 13% of our beef production is exported, 25%+ of our right. pork production is exported. So that's just a lot more corn consumption. But it also adds value. And there's, you know, other parts of the world value different cuts differently than we do.
Yes.
And Mexico, we're sending hams. And to China, we're sending offal. That China imports something like 50 or 60% of our offal production, not our exports, but our production. And that's adding $6 to $8 per head for a barrel or gill.
Yeah, and it, Dave, thank you for bringing that up, because that is why I've always said, you know, we focus so much on Mexico as being our number one importer of pork. But, yeah, the fact that China takes the stuff that we don't eat and gets and adds that extra value to every head of hog, my gosh, that is so important to the market. And, big reason why we got to work out our trade differences with China, right?
Absolutely. We're selling stuff that we would have to give away or throw away if we didn't have an export market.
Yes.
We figure this year, exports are adding about $54 a head for a hog and $317 a head for a fed steer or heifer. And if we didn't have that, the break-even cost for finishing out a hog would be negative. You would lose about $8.30 without export. And on the beef side, you'd lose about $43 a head on a fed steer. Obviously, that impact is what a feeder can pay for corn.
Absolutely. Fascinating stuff, Dave. Great study. Thank you so much for sharing the perspectives on it with us.
Well, my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. That is Dave Judeh, Senior Analyst for World Perspectives. More AgriTalk in a moment.